Watch, Mob of Juveniles Ransack Store in Philadelphia, It's a Shame. By Amy Furr on September 26, 2022. Philadelphia law enforcement is investigating after a mob ransacked a Wawa store Saturday, causing residents alarm. The incident happened that evening at the business on Roosevelt Boulevard, where police said they saw 100 juveniles causing damage inside the building, ABC6 reported Sunday. Video footage showed the group walking through the aisles as several items flew through the air. In the distance, a woman was seen standing above everyone else and appeared to be twerking with her arms raised as those below her watched. The store was left trashed, with items all over the floor, as the group gathered in the parking lot outside. A resident told ABC6 she feels hesitant when it comes to shopping at that location, saying, "Sometimes I'm afraid to stop, it's a shame." Former employee Caitlin Holtzman also expressed her frustration, telling the outlet, "I was angry. I was very upset because being in the shoes of those employees, I know just how terrifying it is and how like frustrating it is having to clean up after that as well." Some Senate conservatives recently urged President Joe Biden, D, to combat the nation's violent crime wave by deploying every available resource to cities across the country, Breitbart News reported. In their letter, Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Bill Hagerty, RTN, asked Biden to use those resources to fight the high rates of homicides and assaults, the outlet continued. Rampant crime is not inevitable, tough law enforcement can stop it, Blackburn and Hagerty write. But that requires a commitment to law enforcement. Blackburn and Hagerty urge Biden to open federal grant programs through the Justice Department that would go directly to law enforcement units fighting violent crime, along with reviving former President Trump's Operation Legend program, which deployed federal officers to cities to assist in violent crime arrests and investigations. A recent report from the Philadelphia Inquirer indicated approximately 8 people on average were shot every day in Democrat-controlled Philadelphia during the time period between Memorial Day and Labor Day this year. In January, Breitbart News reported the city set an annual homicide record of 562 homicides last year.